Hey there, this is Seth Wires from Channel 9 coming to you from the Washington State Convention Center here for the 2017 edition of Build. I'm here with some friends that are going to talk about some really cool networking things on Azure. Why don't you introduce yourselves, tell us who you are and what you do.
Hi, so I'm Matt Reed. I'm a program manager in Azure Networking, and I work primarily on Network Watcher, which is a service, a monitoring and diagnostic service in Azure.
Fantastic.
Hi, I'm Michelle Liu. I'm also a program manager on Azure Networking, and I'm also part of the Network Watcher team.
So let's start out with, what is Network Watcher, and why is this important?
So Network Watcher is a monitoring and diagnostics service in Azure that provides you with various monitoring and troubleshooting tooling that you can use to fix various scenarios in your network, as
right.
well as monitor scenarios overall. So we have given a couple of sessions about what all of the Network Watcher features are and what's currently available. But today, I want to spend some time and show you a new feature that we're working on called Connectivity. And then also, Michelle is going to talk about some of what she does leveraging Network Watcher data with machine learning.
All right, well, let's dig in.
All right, so I'm going to jump into a demo. So right now, I have a resource group that I've deployed some resources in. So I've got a bunch of availability sets, NICs, network security groups, public IPs, VMs.
Tons of stuff.
Tons of stuff, right? And it's somewhat difficult to figure out, what all is going on. So one of the cool, currently available Network Watcher features is topology. So I can jump in, and this is the same resource group, but I have a visual representation of all my or most of my resources and their logical associations with each other, right?
So when I'm setting up an app service, it's setting up a network for me that I'm probably not aware of, but this is going to help me understand what's going on.
So this is initially for IS services. So if you set up VMs and entire network, you can see all of your VMs and their associations within a subnet and whatnot. So this is just to show you what I've deployed. What I'm going to focus on really is the connections between these resources, within these resources and to the outside world.
Got it.
I've got a multi-tier app here, and I want to check the connectivity to my database on the back end, right? And so our new connectivity feature that we have sends packets to this database VM, and then we'll also tell you, along the way, on the different hops, what's going on. So with that being said, why don't we just jump into PowerShell and show you what's going on.
Before you do that, a couple of questions. So
yeah.
You set up an IaaS situation here.
Yeah.
Where you have tons of machines and there's an application running and some VMs,
mm-hmm.
and you've set up some topology. And what we're doing is we're trying to figure out how are these things connected overall in the network.
Yeah, so we know how they're logically connected, right? But we want to see if they're physically connected, right? And so I'm showing you, my setup to, convey, what all I have and how we're gonna, figure out
Got
how
it.
To communicate.
Let's do it.
Right. So I switched to a PowerShell window, and there's a fair amount of code here, not really too much, it's 25 lines, but the majority of this is just setup code. I'm trying to test initially from my multi-tier app, which I showed in the topology, to my backend database. So I have those configured, right? Then I get the resource group with the PowerShell command, get my network watcher, which I'll use to run my check connectivity command.
Got it.
And then my two VMs that I'm going to initially test a connection from, right? So the first command that I'll run, since I've run the top script already, but
right.
I'll just test connectivity to these from my multi-tier app to database. So the command is test Azure RM network watcher connectivity. And so the first parameter I need to specify is my network watcher, because this command requires a network watcher resource to run. So I specify that. And then the next thing I want to specify is my source, right? Where I'm connecting from. And so that will be my initial multi-tier app VM here. So that's just, I've saved that as VM1. And I just need to give that an ID. So give the ID. And then now that I've got that set up, I need to give a destination ID. So I give the destination ID as VM2. And then I need to specify, in this case, since it's an IaaS VM, I need to specify a port that I want to connect to.
Okay.
Since this machine should be listening on a port. So we'll use port 80 for this. So this command takes a couple minutes to run. And so I'm not going to run it right now, but
Before you go there, let me see if I understand this. So Test Azure Network Watcher connectivity is required. You have to create a network watcher inside of your resource.
So you need to already have deploy or configure a network watcher for your subscription for your region.
Got it. Okay. So. And now what? Once you have that set up, you specify which one you have, where you're coming from, where you're going, and which port.
Yes,
perfect.
Exactly.
Okay.
So this, like I said, this command takes a little while to run, so I'm not going to run it right now, but I have it conveniently already run.
Nice.
Ran it previously. So run the same command, and the first thing we see is the connection status. Could I reach this VM? And right now it's unfortunately unreachable, so I wasn't able to connect to it. And so I don't get all this great info about latency for the connection. But I do get some information on how many probes I sent and how many failed. Since this was unreachable, all of them failed.
Of course.
The more interesting part is when we get to the hops, right? And so this shows you know within Azure and outside, you know, what are the networking hops between my source and destination, right? So we start out with the source, and that's the VM that we configured here, the source.
Right.
10.1.1.4, and the network interface and IP configuration here. And then you get a link to the next hop that you have, so that would be down here. And then lastly, in the hop section, you have issues. So if there's any issues at that particular hop, you'll see them.
Got it.
So I'm fine from the source. The next hop is a virtual appliance, and I'll show that back in the topology. That no problems there too. That hop's fine. But when I get to the third hop, which is a third virtual appliance I have configured in this network, I see that under issues, I've got an error. So I've got it originated from the outbound connectivity, and the type is network security rule. So what this means, and what I suspect, is that I've misconfigured some sort of network security group within my deployment that's blocking all of this traffic.
Right? Holy cow, this is amazing. Like, you know how much hair you're going to save me? Because I would literally be pulling my hair out trying to understand, why can't my app reach my database? And it was some dumb configuration that I did wrong, is what this is telling me.
So, yeah, definitely. And if we jump back, I'll just switch back into the topology. We suspect, this was the third hop, and which was, if you looked at the NICs, it was kind of brief. It was this NIC, and so we suspect it's the rule is on this NSG, the audit NSG. And so I've got that pulled up, and you can see in the overview just on my rules, port 80, that's the same rule that I have in the response, and that's denying my traffic.
That's amazing, because, when these things get very large, you have really crazy topologies. You might add something and think something is supposed to work the way it does, and then you're literally sitting there thinking, what the heck is going on?
Or somebody else in your organization can do it, and you didn't even know about it.
It was Bill. Every time, Bill messing with stuff. Bill, come on. And this will actually help you understand what Bill did.
Yeah.
I'm probably the Bill in my organization, I'm not going to lie, but this will help you understand.
Yeah, and you can also set, alerts so that if somebody changes something, you could run this command and see, is my connection still there? Can I still make this a connection?
Oh, so that's, I see.
I'm not going to show that today, but that's a really neat way that you can leverage automation within Azure.
So it's like a unit test for your network, so to speak.
Yeah, you can do that. So you can use it as a troubleshooting tool or as a test that you run, after an event or just.
Or after an audit rule change, for example.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Anything else you have to show us about networking?
Yeah, so I have a couple more of these scenarios, right? So we just checked within our virtual network connectivity. Mm-hmm. But the second one I have here, I'm trying to connect to an IP address. So I can do that as well. In this case, it's bing.com. That's the IP, one of the IPs for bing.com. And so same kind of setup, except for instead of a destination ID, which is a VM, I just give a destination address. And we'll type that in real quick. And
this is to see if that particular VM has access to this particular IP.
So we're sending a packet to that port and to that IP and seeing, will it respond? Is it listening on that port?
Got it.
So, again, it takes a little while to run, so I'm not going to run it here, but I also have that one loaded
man,
here.
It's like it's like a baking show, people.
Yeah. So, again, we get the same thing, unreachable. But, this time, if I look at my first hop, right, we went through the hops, it seems to be from the first hop, my issue. And this is a different issue. So this is a user-defined route, right? And so one of the routes I've configured is causing traffic to, not reach my destination, bing.com, which, is not good. And so if we go back to the topology, similar to how we debugged the first issue, we can see that I have a route table with a couple routes configured. So I think that probably is the issue. And if I go into the route, I see I have two routes configured. The first one, it looks fine. You know, all of my traffic going to my database VM goes to an IP address that I'm familiar with. But the one to Bing.com, it doesn't go anywhere. That IP address is not
existent.
Not existent in my network. And so all this traffic is black holing.
Like, I feel like even just explaining Azure Network Watcher, I'm getting a lot of a sense for like the kind of cool things you can do with networking too, because I had no idea you could create a route table, for example, or I had no idea that you could do like those rules, the audit rules for like blocking port 80, for example. This is amazing stuff.
Yeah, all features within Azure Networking.
Nice.
And then there's one more before we give it off to Michelle that I want to show, and that's the case where we're just checking connectivity to a website, and this time I know it's going to work. I can connect to this website. There's no, you know,
sure,
no tricks. And in this case, you know, it's I think my users are maybe in my hometown, right?
Right.
And I want to see, you know, just kind of one off, what's the latency to an area there. So I
right.
have a there's a website hosted there that I know is, you know, locally hosted. It's my high school that I went to.
Nice.
And so if I...
How'd you get such a nice URL for your high school, man?
It's the whole school district. So
Okay.
I cheated a little bit.
All right.
But if I run this, we see that finally we've got a connection that's reachable. And now we've got, you know, information on the average latency, min latency, max latency. And we see that all of our probes were successful. And we get, you know, some more routing data over the internet. So this is all, you know, the internet hops that it took to get to my...
So this is amazing. So if I want to make this work inside of my infrastructure that I've set up in the cloud, do I just add an Azure Network Watcher? What do you do to make that work?
So right now, what I just showed connectivity is we're working on it currently. It's going to go into preview very soon.
Got it.
We've got a bunch of other Network Watcher features that are available, and you can just go and configure a Network Watcher for your region, then for your subscription and region, mm-hmm. and then you'll have access to all the tooling.
That's awesome. Would you say that this is better used in an IaaS situation instead of a PaaS?
Yeah, right now our focus is on IaaS, but we, you know, we're expanding. So
awesome. Michelle, what were you going to talk to us about?
So I have a cool demo for you showing how we can actually leverage some of the data that we get from Network Watcher.
Got
and
it.
So the data that I'm actually going to look in today is the NSG flow log. So
the what now?
NSG flow logs.
Okay.
So what this is essentially your inbound and outbound connections to any NIC in an NSG. So as Matt was showing, we can configure our NSGs to have rules to allow and deny traffic.
So I'm going to sound like an idiot, but it's okay, you know, because it's my show. What is an NSG for those that don't know?
It's a network security group.
Got it.
So within this network security group, you can define rules that will allow traffic to come in and out, and you can configure it to different ports. And basically, you're in control of the traffic that's on your network.
Oh,
so
cool.
With these logs that we have, basically, it's showing all the different connections that are actually showing up on our network.
Right.
And so this is a lot of great data, but it's also kind of hard to understand and consume, especially when you have like a large deployment
right.
or a lot of traffic, so many rules. You really don't know what's happening on your network. So what I'm going to show you today here is a demo with the Azure Machine Learning Studio, which is going to show us how we can actually look at some patterns and classifications on what's happening on our network and be able to actually detect some anomalies within our network.
This is awesome. I'm a machine learning fan, so let's do this.
Okay.
So just to clarify, this is connections that are coming into our resources,
mm-hmm.
and everything's being tracked. And this is a log, and we want to use machine learning to make sense of what's in the log.
Exactly.
Got it. Perfect. Let's do it.
Right. So I'm going to jump into the Machine Learning Studio. And what I have set up is this experiment, and it's using a k-means clustering algorithm. So this is an unsupervised machine learning algorithm, meaning that it's going to make classifications without any prior knowledge of what data is coming in. And
okay.
this is what we want to do, right?
Got
so
it.
We have all this traffic. We just want to know what are some patterns, what are some anomalies happening. And so if we kind of follow this linearly from the top down, the first few modules I have are actually what we're going to do to pull in the NSG flow logs to the studio. So NSG flow logs are actually stored directly on a blob storage.
Perfect.
So these modules are making a call and actually flattening that JSON into a CSV format. So
Perfect.
We can actually take a look at what that data looks like here really quickly. And as I mentioned, so now instead of a JSON format, we just have all the information from the flow log on a line-by-line basis.
Got it.
And so these are the features that we're actually going to run our K clustering algorithm on, and we'll see if there's any patterns or insights that we can derive from that.
Awesome.
So I've actually already run the experiment. So when we can jump in and see the results of what's been visualized, we see in this example that our traffic seems to be exhibiting two types of behavior. That's why it's falling into two different clusters, cluster one and cluster two. And while this is a cool visualization, really to understand what patterns are causing these clusters, we kind of have to dig into the results a little bit more. So I've actually set up a dashboard that's consuming the results that are produced by this machine learning experiment.
Okay.
And it lets us see a lot of different things about what are the flows and what groups are falling into. So for example, there were the two clusters, and I noticed that a lot of the traffic seems to be falling within cluster zero. So this might represent what I would expect as normal network behavior, since most of the flows are going into it. But there's also about 3%, a small amount of flows that seem to exhibit a different behavior. And if I'm not aware of this already, this is where I can look into and see, you know, what is causing, what kind of traffic is happening on our network.
So you clicked on that now to see what's going on. Okay.
So when I click on this, I filter down on all of the traffic that has been categorized into group one. So if we take a look at some of the other visuals I have configured here, we can learn a little bit about what exactly is happening on this traffic. We see that it's coming from two what appear to be local VMs, and it's all going to a single destination. And then if we look at the ports, we can see it's all coming from one port. But to the destination, it seems to be distributed on a number of different ports. So this is actually kind of an interesting behavior because this is indicative of what could be a potential port scan where
like
we have
probing, right?
Yeah, exactly, probing. They're trying to see what are the ports available on this VM. And what's interesting is that it looks like it might be coming from our local network. So we don't know if someone could be doing some IP spoofing, if we need to check the behavior on what's happening on a network. It's just, this is just something that's very different from what we normally see.
That's
so
cool.
This is how we can like draw attention to any of these anomalies on our network, and you can all see exactly what rules and what IPs, and from this you can make a decision to, you know, maybe modify your security group or, you know, investigate what's happening on these VMs and really just derive a lot of insights from it. So
that's really awesome that you took these logs and you're like, let's do machine learning, which I love, which is really awesome, right? And you effectively took data that was maybe not very actionable into something that was actionable.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, these logs, do they come automatically? Do you have to, say, check a box to make sure these are set up?
So when you enable, it's a feature in Network Watcher, when you enable these flow logs, they'll actually automatically, continuously be uploaded to the storage account.
Got it.
So I believe it's every couple of minutes the logs are updated.
This is awesome. Well, where can we go to learn more about Network Watcher and how we can do these awesome things?
So we have a great documentation site, so docspotmicrosoft.com.
Right.
Search for Network Watcher.
Sure.
That's a great way to view it. And then we also have some other build videos that are pre-recorded and that you can view there.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much. Anything else you want to add? These are awesome demos.
I think I'm good.
Well, thanks so much for spending some time with us. Thanks so much for watching. We've been learning how to make your IaaS network more secure with Network. Well, just to learn how it works and then also make it more secure. Thanks so much for spending some time with us. Thanks so much for watching. We'll see you next time. Take care.
Thanks.